Back into the Saints Hour, brought to you by the Bullseye Event Group here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Saints practice going on right now. Fans in attendance here at Yulman Stadium can't wait for that Caesar Superdome feeling, not only Sunday against the Tennessee Titans, but also Friday afternoon open practice. I'm going to try to get the little guy out of school early.
Well, you know what I'm excited about? Because it's going to be the closest thing. You know, when they made SoFi, the new stadium, like the Disneyland, Disney World of the NFL. Well, now we got a new dome. So it's not. I don't think it's 100% finished, but close to it.
It's finished.
It's finished. Oh, good job, Hall.
We got an insider.
It's going to be.
We're an airport. We're always working. We're always looking to better the experience.
And this could be unbelievable, I think, because you know we got all our ducks in a row. The Super Bowl's coming to the Big Easy, and you got the Titans, and then you got that mini bye, and then Carolina.
Boom.
So it's going to be rock. Listen, I love the dome. I love that we're playing inside. Hey, listen. Now, a retractable roof, I don't know if they ever would do that. Down the road, I'd be dead probably by then, you know, if they open up the dome. But let me tell you what.
Well, Bobby.
Tulane Stadium was nice, but it ain't nothing like the dome.
Well, I just wanted to give the listeners a little cue of what's going on now. You've got 7-on-7 with the defense and the skill position, and then the offensive line and the D-line. They're working 1-on-1. Now, the problem that you have really with the 1-on-1 situation is you don't have pads on, and so it shells. And so knowing that's the case, it makes it a little tougher for those guys. And you the ones and the twos have gone or are going, and the same thing for the defense. And so Pete Warner is one of those guys, DeMario participating. I saw Debo. I don't know if that was him. I know he was out there early. I don't think he was in at corner. No, that was Rajon Wright. But
I think Trevor Penny's going out. Let me see.
Yeah, no, that's the second time that it was inside move. The first one was Cam, and then now that was
Man, Isaiah Foskey beat him.
Bobby, that's an inside move with Lyman. I don't know if you call that being beat. I don't know if you call that being beat.
It didn't look like he was dominating Foskey. And Foskey, that's another one.
Well, what did I just say? It's with no pads on, right? How are you going to dominate that? I mean, you're not going to make that move with the guard right there anyway.
Right, and that's true.
It's advantage defense.
Well, advantage
but
defense.
But it's I don't want to call it a wasted rep because all it is on air.
Man, y'all just taking it for Penning.
Look at the other players. Tell me if this is a win. Is that a win?
Whoever that is, he got whooped. The whole offensive line looks like they're getting whooped. Let me see. Oh, no, look, the tackle one, who's that? Who's 74?
He went around the – that's Udo.
That's our new starting tackle. Got him Udo right now. I'm putting him in the game right now.
Hey, guys, I got some updates for you if you want.
All right, Jeff.
Hey, how's it going, Jeff?
Hey. So we saw Juwan. Juwan's been moving around pretty well in general, but he and Alvin are not participating in these 7-on-7, so it looks like they're back, but they're limited. We also saw, as Deuce mentioned, Fuaga was going through some of the individual reps. He came out, and he was jogging along the end line for a couple minutes as well. So it looks like we're getting some of those guys back, but they're not full participants.
Also seen on the way other sideline, Jeff, it looks like Michael Jacobson's getting a little side work in there with some guys.
Yeah, I think that's just the process of ramping up for some of these guys, and it's good to see him back. Hopefully by the end of the week, you'll get them back into full participation. And then obviously the preseason game on Sunday for guys like Jacobson would be a big target, I imagine.
And Jeff, I want you and Deuce and Hosh, y'all chime in because y'all witnessed all this. When you look at the safety position, you know, we were extremely disappointed we didn't get Justin Simmons. He went to Atlanta, and now at Bates, I think they have the best duo safeties in the NFC South, or maybe the NFL. You look at that combination. You know who we haven't talked about much, I guess, because he's probably doing his job as Honey Badger, Tyrann Mathieu. You know, we've been talking about who's going to be the guy alongside Tyrann Mathieu. You know, like Will Harris got a start. Look at Jordan Howard. He got juked on that fourth down, gets a pass or not. You know, can he come up with a stop? I mean, who's going to be that other safety? Because you look at it's wide open. Jonathan Abram, to me, and let me tell you, if he was – now, you can't get better, but if he was all that, considering where he was drafted, Deuce, I know he's from Mississippi State guy, but if he was all that, the Raiders never let him go.
Well, he was injured.
Yeah, but he was injured.
He was injured two of the 4 years he was there. He was injured,
and he used to get burnt. And whoever he was covering, they would pick on him.
Yeah, I mean, he's always been a downhill guy as far as a box safety. I mean, and a lot of times, even here, they put him in at the dime position, and as a linebacker. I mean, and he walks down into the box. He's done a lot better covering.
Right.
Since he's been here, but I mean, that was part of the issues that when he was with the Raiders. But it was also he was hurt.
Okay, he was hurt just bad luck. So who do you?
And I'm talking about like out for the year.
Like really hurt.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. It wasn't no like the nitpicking.
No. Out for the year.
Well, yeah. You got to have luck with injuries. So what do y'all think, Hoss? Is it Jordan Howland?
Jordan Howland's in the mix.
It's all three of them. Yeah, I mean, the way that they've used them, I mean, like right here for the start. Yeah, right here it's Jonathan Abrams. And this is red zone, and this is base defense.
Okay.
Now, when they go nickel, you'll see either Howden roll in or you'll see Will Harris. So the Saints are in, what is that, 11 personnel. And, you know, the Saints defense, they went base defense. And so now, right now, you got nickel coming onto the field.
And, Deuce, I wanted to ask you about this.
Wait. Yeah. Just hold on 1 second, Bobby. Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on.
Wait for the snap.
Not even that. I was trying to give you the safety, and Jonathan Abrams does stay in at safety.
Okay, so he stays deep middle.
Yeah, he stays in at safety right here for him, even though they go nickel. Now, what they did, Wright comes in, and then you bump Alante Taylor over to the nickel position.
And you got Shamar Jean-Charles and Rajon Wright at corners, right?
Correct.
Now, Deuce, what was your, both of y'all, Honey Badger? I mean, he's just been steady?
He's been steady. He's been able to be the leader of that back end, getting all of those guys lined up, like you just talked about. Remember, your starting corners haven't participated really, you know, most of camp. Well, somebody's got to be the leader back there to make sure that those young guys understand and know what we're doing on the back end. And so if DeMario isn't in there at the mic, who's the leader of that defense? It turns to the Honey Badger.
Right, that's who it's being. Experience, yeah.
And then they signed commit, and then they signed Joe Juwan Williams. That guy was a second-round pick in 2019, 45th overall. So, I mean, we talked about it maybe during the break. It was like, this team's going to be somewhat different when we get to the actual 53 before Carolina. And that means four or five, you know, players that are not on this roster right now would be on this roster.